Time now for School Talk. And joining me now in studio, Superintendent of Schools, Goshen County, Ryan Kramer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What do you have for us this week?
A number of things going on. Today at 9 a.m. this morning, Lingo Fort Laramie Track will be traveling to Bayard High School to participate in Boys and Girls Varsity Track. Then at 10 a.m., Torrington High School will travel to Wheatland. Their varsity track team will participate in the Wheatland Invitational Track Meet. LaGrange Elementary will celebrate their Easter party this afternoon from 2:30 to 3:30. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, Torrington High School girls JV soccer will play Douglas at Douglas, while the boys varsity kicks off at the same time. At the same time then, at 5 o'clock, boys JV will be on the other field while girls varsity will play at 5. There'll be no school on Friday, March 29th and Monday, April 1st. Torrington High School will hold their FBLA officer meeting in Mrs. McGuire's room at 2:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Torrington Boys Middle School track team will travel to Scott's Bluff, while the Torrington girls will travel to Gearing on Tuesday, with the track meet starting at 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. Kindergarten pre-registration for Lincoln Elementary is still going on from March 18th through April 5th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. On March 25th and 26th, they were open until 7:30 p.m. on those dates, and then registration is still available in person and online. Children must be 5 years old on or before August 1st, 2024, to be admitted to kindergarten. However, if your child will turn 5 between August 2nd and September 15th, please refer to District Policy 5101. Please provide a copy of birth certificate and shot records that can be emailed and delivered by fax or in person. Email is lincoln-office@goshen1.org. The phone number is 307-532-4003. On Tuesday, April 2nd, the JCK Foundation will present their Legends program to 7th through 12th graders in Goshen County. The program will demonstrate conversations regarding mental health with their peers and healthy stress management techniques. Students will also learn how mental health affects everyone and what resources are available on their campuses and in their communities to improve student attitudes towards help-seeking behaviors and mental health in general. There will also be a parent presentation on April 2nd, where the community members are invited to attend at attend the evening of Tuesday, April 2nd, in the Torrington High School Auditorium. Sharing some presentations that also took place last week, last Thursday at Lincoln Elementary, Matt Scott from Eastern Wyoming College visited Lincoln Elementary to teach our students about drones. He also brought a robot dog that visited. The kids were really excited about this visit. We truly appreciate our partnership with Eastern Wyoming College to have our students engage in all of these great activities and opportunities. Also, last Thursday at Torrington High School, K-9 Officer Angel and Officer Ringrose were invited to join the staff and students during blazer bonding time at Torrington High School. Angel put on a great demonstration with the help of Officer Ringrose and was the star of the show, of course. This was a fun opportunity to talk about the important roles that a K-9 officer can play in keeping the community safe and to show off what can be accomplished with some teamwork and dedication. Faculty and students at Torrington High School certainly thank Officer Ringrose and K-9 Officer Angel for joining them and building positive relationships. We also appreciate the great opportunities that we have with our law enforcement agencies in Goshen County. We still have some job opportunities available immediately for this current school year. We have an immediate opening of a part-time custodian at Torrington High School. For the 24-25 school year, we are now accepting applications for 2 Lincoln Elementary teachers and 2 Trey Elementary teachers. Please visit the district website at goshen1.org and click on job opportunities for the most up-to-date list of openings. Also, please visit goshen1.org or our Facebook page for the most up-to-date information about the school district. Number of things going on. We're fortunate that we're not running in snow today in the track meets, so we'll take it.
Going to be nice.
Yeah.
60, nice. Little windy. Comes with living in Wyoming.
Exactly.
But yeah, 65 for a high today. So
especially over in Wheatland, it'll be nice. You know, there'll be wind.
Oh, yeah.
That's to be expected. Exactly, like you said.
I don't know why Wheatland just doesn't change their name to Winland.
That would work.
I mean,
it fits.
It fits. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree.
Wheatland folks are like, I hear radios turning off all over town. School. Absolutely. Next school board meeting
will be the second Tuesday in April, April 9th.
April 9th, okay.
At 7 p.m. in the central office here in Torrington.
All right. And a lot of bills put forward for the governor's signature. Anything pop out at you guys on the school end of things that you're keeping an eye on?
There are a number of things that we're kind of just waiting for some interpretations on the Parent Bill of Rights for school students and how that affects our students and what kind of changes from the initial looking at things. It will not drastically change the things that we've been doing in Goshen County in relation to permissions and those type of activities that have gone on. Some of the other pieces that we're just kind of looking at is how it might affect our funding, as the budget bill is still kind of out there and being discussed, and what we're kind of looking at is how that will affect us. One of the main factors for us in regards to budget is always student enrollment, and that's typically the biggest factor in what affects us going forward.
Okay. I did notice this morning that the Wyoming legislature, the folks in that, have gathered enough signatures to call for a special session, even though the president of the Senate and the Speaker of the House are both against it. I'm waiting to see how this all shakes out. There might be a special session coming up. Anything in that?
I have not heard that might have gotten vetoed
that would be of a benefit to the school systems?
Nothing that I've seen specifically that would be brought up that I can, I've seen on any of the listservs that I'm on for the legislative session. But we'll always be watching. I'm sure we'll get an update today regarding for our state over. Associations and things, and what potentially could look like, and how that might affect us, and always watching there and keeping ourselves informed, because you just never know what might come up and how that affects things. And it's been a very interesting legislative session this year, because it was a budget session, and typically we don't see a lot of the other bills coming through, but there were situations where there were a number of different bills in the legislative session that typically don't occur on the budget years.
Did we miss anything?
I don't believe so. I think we covered it all.
No school for the kids tomorrow or Monday.
No school on Friday or Monday in observance of Easter holiday.
Lucky kids.
Yes. Yes, it should be a nice break for them. And we don't have an official spring break like some other school districts, so we kind of incorporate this as our spring break also.
Yeah. Guernsey, for example, Guernsey Sunrise is out all week.
All week.
You know, so. Yep. Yeah, you get the weekend. Enjoy. Have a good Easter.
Yes.
And I will tell you the same. Have a good Easter.
You too.
And we will talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds wonderful.
Superintendent of Schools, Goshen County, Ryan Kramer, thanks for coming in.